Good morning, church. Our Bible lesson this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. If you'd like to follow along, you can find it on page 122, in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 158 in the large print edition. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, if you will turn to Psalm 98, which you can find in the United Methodist Hymnal on page 818 and 819. We will read it responsively and responsibly. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory. The Lord has declared victory and has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. The Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. Make a joyful noise for the ruler, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. You can find it on page 227 in the New Testament Pew Bible, or on page 293 if you're using the larger print edition. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
My brothers and sisters, let me ask you to rise as you are able for the reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. In the Pew Bible, in the New Testament, it's on page 103. And in the large print edition, it's on page 134. And if the pastor can find it, we'll be in business. As you might recognize by the context, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples on the occasion of the Last Supper. Hear these words that Jesus spoke. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let me take a wild guess and ask you a question. How many of you have a mother, had a mother? Anybody? Okay, I've kind of figured. How many of you are mothers? Wonderful. Thank you for that. My brothers and sisters, let me offer you a short Mother's Day parable. Once there was a young man who was asserting his independence, trying to figure out his identity in the big wide world. He rebelled against his mother, who often reminded him to go to church on Sunday, to attend the confirmation class, to do his homework, to try his best, and to follow the family rules about using the car and staying out too late on Saturday night. "Oh, Mom, why do you have to bother me with so many stupid rules? Obedience stinks." And her answer was always the same. "It's because I love you that much, my son." Her ways were certainly not his ways, and he chafed at her high ideals and her many unreasonable rules. He finished school and he got a job and he grew up and matured. And then the strangest thing happened. Seemingly out of the wild blue yonder, his mother became wiser, more intelligent, and she became one of his very closest friends. He thought often of her stock answer to his younger man's complaints. "It's because I love you that much, my son." It started to make sense to him. His mother had been there in the deep love of his conception. She had carried him in her own body for 9 months. She had dried his tears and celebrated his little boy victories. And she had always stuck by the healthy boundaries that allowed him to grow and mature and become his own person. She had loved him before he was even born. She had loved him every minute of his life, and when she died, she took that love with her to be with God. Well, by now you have surely figured out, I told myself I wasn't going to do this. You figured out that the young man in the story is me, and that this is a description of my mom. What I hope for is that this is the description of you and your mother. But I recognize that for some people, the relationship with their own mother was either completely absent or less than fully loving for so many different reasons. The divine reality of this parable is far better than any human relationship, because the kid in this parable is each one of you and the mother is Jesus Christ. When you first start down the path of Christianity, the rules seem overwhelming. Think about the Ten Commandments, Think about the call of Jesus to follow him. Oh, God, why do you have to bother me with so many stupid rules? Obedience stinks. Indeed, obedience is hard, but it is absolutely necessary for salvation. Then as you grow and mature on your walk with Jesus, it starts to make more sense. You no longer recoil to hear God say, "It's because I love you that much, my child." You begin to recognize the foundational truth of your life. God has loved you since before you were born. God will love you every minute of your life. And when Jesus died on the cross for you, he took that love with him to share with you and with God. God has given you the Holy Spirit, the truth, to be with you always. Jesus is your friend. And he's calling you to be fruitful in sharing the gospel. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. My brothers and sisters, it's just like what my mom said to me, Jesus is saying to you, it's because I love you that much, my child. Amen.